And you know, we're surrounded in Phoenix and Tempe with homeless people who are completely able-bodied, young, healthy people that could be going to work, but yet they're out there asking for a handout, and people are just giving them free money without even asking them what their situation is, without even getting to know them or getting anybody to vouch for them or figuring out what's really going on. They just keep handing these people money. And how many times has someone just handed these people money and then they just go buy drugs with it? And then they just go buy more booze, more liquor, more drugs. They just have no motive to fix their lives because there's no accountability. Now, look, our church is willing to help people out. But, you know, when people come to us for help, we say, okay, and we help them get a job. We help, we take them down to places that we know will hire anyone with a pulse. And so we take them down to a job and we help them get cleaned up. We've bought hotel rooms for people. We've bought clothes for people. We've taken people places. But you know what? People who come here and they don't want to work will get zero help from us. They will get nothing from us because they need to hit rock bottom. If someone is so sinful and lazy and wicked that they refuse to get a job and integrate into society, then they should starve. The Bible says if any man will not work, neither should he eat. Right. Let me say that again, you bleeding heart, liberal, woke, whatever you are. If any man will not work, neither should he eat. Amen. Thus saith the Lord. That's God's word. Anybody who's mad at me about saying that, you know what? You're mad at God. God said, well, it must be the Old Testament. No, that's 2 Thessalonians. That's the New Testament. If any man will not work, neither should he eat. That's what the Bible teaches. People refuse to work, hungry. Hungry, God bless. You ought to be hungry. Because you know what? When you get hungry enough, you know what? Then you'll come home. When you get hungry enough, maybe you'll get right with your parents. When you get hungry enough, maybe you'll get right with your church. Maybe you'll get right with your brothers and sisters. Maybe you'll get right with all the people that you've burned in your life and all the people that you have treated badly in your life, all the people that you didn't care about in your life when you cared about yourself and your drugs and your liquor and your fornication and everything else. Hey, you need to hit rock bottom so that you can come to yourself and get right with God. You know, people have accused me of hating homeless people. I don't hate homeless people, but you know what? I despise what they're doing. I despise their sin. I don't hate them. And you know what? If any of them actually wants to get right, I would love to help them get right. I would love to help them get right. But you know what? I'm not just going to help someone be a drug addict, help someone be lazy, help someone be worthless. No. If they want to make something out of their life and get right with God, hey, amen, let's help them out. I'm willing to help the poor, but I'm not willing to help the lazy. It isn't right for people in their, I mean, these people are in their 20s. It's insane. It's an epidemic. Somebody needs to say something about it.
Yep. Right.
You drive around, they're in their 20s, they're in their 30s, they're healthy, they're able-bodied. You see them running across the street. And then at night, they're cutting out people's catalytic converters probably. That's a whole nother sermon. We've had like 3 catalytic converters cut out in our parking lot. It's unbelievable. Don't park your car here at night unless someone's guarding it, is the moral of the story. That's why when we do our soul winning trips, we hire a security guard to watch the vehicles, because it's just, that's what our society is becoming. You know, it's just a bunch of derelicts, a bunch of thieves, a bunch of lazy people. They don't want to go to work. It's incredible. They scrapped the catalytic converter for $50 and it cost us $1,500 to fix it. You know, but man, I'm way off track in this sermon. You can always come back, all right?